It's Tuesday. Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, where you're not a PC simp for playing newest games on the best hardware. I'm Jason.
I'm Nas.
And this week, there's been a lot of controversy about Borderlands 4 on PC. Enough that, according to articles by Twisted Voxel, Games Radar, and TechSpot, Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford stated not only does he think that the issues with Borderlands 4 on PC are not the game's fault, but rather that of player expectations, claiming that the game is, quote, pretty damn optimal, and that performance issues can be fixed by players adjusting in-game settings. He also said that valid performance complaints are less than 0.01% of all customer support tickets.
I think that's silly, to be honest with you. It's when you're looking at it, right? The who actually complains, right? Like, people just sit there and stew. I don't know that I've ever emailed a video game company when I had problems. Like, part of it, it's pride, right? Like, I'm going to fix it myself, but I don't know that a lot of people even know that there's customer support. So it's really silly what he's doing. And it's funny too, if you go to the website, they have some really generic stuff kind of stating what the settings should be for every system. And for a little while they had AI spit it out and the performance settings weren't even correct.
Yeah. It not only that, but I mean, come on guys, you're a major brand. When shit goes wrong, you should just expect that you're going to hear about it. That shouldn't set off these sorts of comments from a CEO.
No, and I'll be honest with you, I've got some comments that I'm saving for a little bit later, but in short, if you go through the Steam reviews and look at it, honestly, people are, of all rigs, are having issues. People with 50 series cards, people with 40 series cards. Right. It's an unoptimized experience, and a handful of people have had some luck brute forcing their way through, myself included, but that's not where most people sit.
No. And, granted, he also added, basically a description saying Borderlands 4 is a premium game made for premium gamers. And suggested that most of the performance issues are due to players using outdated hardware. Most of the hardware in my system's 5-6 years old max. My CPU barely meets the minimum requirements for this game. Not everybody has $300-$400 to upgrade their CPU and or $700 to $1,000 to upgrade their GPU every few years. But he continued going on, defending DLSS, the use of frame gen, etc. And then basically told unsatisfied players, quote, go get a refund from Steam if you aren't happy.
If you look at the top three cards too, right? So 4080 is 4.51%, 3060 is 4.72%, 4060 is a laptop GPU and it's, 4.99%. So it's one of those things where, in the next, the leader ups of that, right? The 1650 and the 4060 Ti, yeah. These are all lower to mid tier cards. Not that a 4060 is bad.
The 1650 was released the same time as the 30 series.
Right. I don't even know when that... Well, I think it's pretty easy to figure out. The 2019 is when the 1650 Ti came out.
Yeah.
So that's... we need to be looking...
before the 30 series.
Yeah, we need to be looking at stuff that's between 5 and 6 year old hardware when you're doing this. Right, even going further down the list, you've got 3080 Ti, 3070, 3060 laptop, 2060, and 4070 all have significant share. The 50 series cards are, if I hit 50, Well, that's a bad way to search that. 5070 has 0.38%. Oh, I'm sorry. 1.57% as of right now. 1.57%. That's the mid-tier or the lowest tier high-end card you can get, and that sits somewhere around $1,000.
Well, and NVIDIA themselves have said that the 50 series hasn't sold near as much as the 30 series or the 40 series did.
I should correct myself. You can get a 5070 for about $44.99.
Yeah.
But regardless, like, it's really ignorant, I think, for him to just say, you just need to upgrade your stuff. There's cards in general, right? I think, like, the bigger discussion here is that developers need to consider older hardware and not just go with whatever the trending, like, software technology is, right? So, for example, when you have, like, the I'm going to say cell shading, not frame skipping, frame generation is a new technology, and the vast majority of cards don't support that. And so there's a lot of games that have been coming out that rely on that to hit a steady 60 frames or higher. And what that does, the reason a lot of gamers don't like it is it introduces input latency with the frame generation. And if it's
also introduce screen tearing, depending on how intensive the game is.
Yeah, it actually does. I tend to avoid frame generation if I can help it. Some games do it better than others. Like Cyberpunk over the years has gotten much better on their frame generation. But the fact that we're relying on these technologies to run the game is what is a big annoyance for a lot of people. And then the fact that we have to use it to make games playable is an annoyance as well, right? Like it shouldn't be the crutch that a lot of gaming companies are making it out to be.
No, it shouldn't be, but a lot of that is NVIDIA's influence on the market, right?
Right. Like, it's literally the...
Knowing that 40 series and 50 series cards can both use frame generation, that makes two generations of video cards out there that can fully utilize it. The newest generation of AMD cards can make as much use out of AMD's frame generation as possible, though they're still not as good as NVIDIA's. But I mean, you do have 3 to 4 full generations of cards out there that can do frame generation. As well as Arc Battle Mage. Let's not leave them out. And in fact, they actually do frame generation better than AMD does.
Yeah, they just have a really low market share, and that's why nobody really pays attention to them.
Yeah, exactly. Their market share is not built yet. So I think it's kind of shitty for them just to say that the issues with PC are all from people using outdated hardware. That's not necessarily the case. Though I'm sure some of it is. But I mean, I've seen posts from people who are using higher end 30 series cards having issues with this. And 30 series, really isn't that old in the grand scheme of things. And still the 3080 and 3090 are bosses.
Yeah. I had a 3080 during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And that, so, I know that was 5 years ago, but 5 years is not that long ago.
Also, frame generation wouldn't be as big of a deal if, let's face it, if NVIDIA would just put more VRAM on all their cards. There wouldn't be such a need for it. They should be taking more out of AMD's playbook, putting 16 gigs, 24 gigs of VRAM on the cards.
It depends on what you're... I've got 24 on the 4090, but again, I'm not an average user, right? Like, that's...
Yeah.
it took me a long time to get that card. I bought it on a whim. I was in the right place at the right time. I had the money for it. Decided to want to do it.
Yep.
But I know that I'm not the average person. Those are still fairly hard to get, and they're still not – they're not reasonable. It was not a reasonable purchase. Like, yes, am I glad that I've got one? Yes, but it wasn't a reasonable purchase, especially when not all that long ago. Like, it was ridiculous to pay more than several hundred dollars for a graphics card.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all of us are different edge cases too, right? The only reason I've got a PC as good as I do is because of yours and Rusty's generosity. Otherwise, I'd still be rocking like a 2070 and struggling with everything. That's it, guys. Question for you, the audience. Do you really want to keep buying from studios who want to treat PC gamers as the redheaded stepchildren? And do you really want to be forced to have to buy newer graphics cards just even on the low end just so you can use frame generation? With that, find full episodes of the Tiltcast at tiltcast.com. You can find not only these shorts but the full episodes on both iTunes and Spotify. And come back on Thursday right here at youtube.com/tiltcastshorts with a Z. For more news.
All right, we'll see you guys later.